This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Lucas Hudson. Republican challenger Todd Akin is going on the offensive against Missouri Senator Claire McCaskill by claiming her husband's business profited from the Federal Stimulus Act. Akin began running a TV ad yesterday claiming the stimulus made McCaskill rich. In an interview with the Associated Press, Akin noted that the 2009 stimulus law funded a federal program for low-income housing that directed about $1 million to corporations affiliated with McCaskill's husband. McCaskill said Akin's assertions are completely wrong. McCaskill's campaign says her husband has only a small ownership stake and received just several thousand dollars from the companies at issue. The Federal Department of Housing and Urban Development says the $2 billion in the Stimulus Act funded subsidies that already were due under government contracts and helped avoid delayed payments. A federal judge in St. Louis has dismissed the lawsuit challenging the contraception mandate of the federal health care law. The lawsuit filed on behalf of Frank O'Brien and his company, O'Brien Industrial Holdings, LLC of St. Louis, was one of nearly three dozen cases nationally challenging the constitutionality of regulations in the health care law. O'Brien, a devout Catholic, claimed the requirement to pay for birth control infringes on his religious beliefs. U.S. District Judge Carol Jackson disagreed in a ruling late Friday. O'Brien is appealing the ruling. Attorneys in the case say the ruling is believed to be the first on the merits of the contraceptive clause of the new health care law. Missouri Attorney General Chris Koster is touting an endorsement from the National Rifle Association. Meanwhile, his Republican challenger Ed Martin is airing his first TV ad in the general election campaign. Koster announced the NRA's support yesterday. The Democratic Attorney General says his job involves defending the rights of all Missourians, including the right to bear arms. The NRA has rated Koster solidly pro-gun, which it says reflects a demonstrated record of support for Second Amendment issues. The NRA rated Martin pro-gun based on his answers to a survey because he does not have a voting record. In his campaign commercial, Martin introduces his family and promises to protect constitutional rights and to fight the federal health care overhaul. He also criticizes Koster for spending by the Attorney General's office. A 4-H club and community members in Chillicothe, Missouri, are celebrating the completed renovation project of a historic schoolhouse. As KBIA's Aaron Dismeyer tells us, this weekend the Liberty 4-H Club hosted an open house in the newly renovated Swain Schoolhouse.
The Liberty 4-H Club didn't take the deterioration of its clubhouse sitting down. Over the past 3 years, the club members in their community have worked to save the 134-year-old Swain Schoolhouse that's been its home for generations.
When it comes to 4-H, when it comes to life, dream big. There's not many clubs that would take on a project like this.
Sean Murphy is the 4-H Youth Development Specialist for Livingston County and said the Liberty Project was a tremendous accomplishment. The club raised $30,000 in total through grants and other fundraising efforts over the past 3 years. Emma Lamer is Liberty 4-H Vice President and 8th grader at Chillicothe Middle School. She says the schoolhouse project was her favorite fundraiser.
We did a hunter's breakfast, which is where we went to Applebee's at like 4 o'clock in the morning and we sold pancakes to hunters that were there early.
Liberty 4-H leader and parent Tara Cox says the diverse skills of parents were a big help during the renovations.
Just the many talented parents that we have. We've had electricians come in and wire for us. We had some construction people put siding on.
Cox says the project brought the club and community together.
With us living in rural areas, we don't always get together and do things, so that's been exciting.
It was just really cool to see it all come along because at first, it was just ideas. People were like, hey, we should redo this, and everyone kind of was skeptical at first. So it's just really cool to see it come through.
Because of those efforts of Lamer and her friends, it looks like the Swain Schoolhouse will be home to another generation of 4-H kids. Aaron Dismeyer, KBIA News.
Jefferson City Middle School students helped decide on the design and curriculum of the new high school academy. Jefferson City Superintendent Brian Mitchell presented the preliminary architectural drawings of the facilities yesterday at a news conference. David Luther is the assistant superintendent for school community relations. He says the plan for a new innovative academy started nearly 3 years ago. At both Lewis and Clark and Thomas Jefferson Middle Schools, teachers are implementing project-based learning where students show what they feel is necessary in a new academy.
With this particular project, they have the students use math, science, social studies, communication arts, all of those things to show what they think the academy might look like, what are some of the key components they want to have.
The academy will have 7 buildings, each specializing in a career path ranging from business, agriculture, and engineering, just to name a few. Luther says the completion date of the high school depends on whether or not voters pass a bond and a levy, which would fund the construction. The voting will take place in April of next year. Friends, family, and coworkers crowded Jesse Auditorium to celebrate the life of Irene Haskins. KBIA's Michelle Clemens has more.
Haskins was known for more than just her award-winning columns that appeared for 35 years in the Columbia Daily Tribune. Richard King remembers her as an entertaining woman.
She was a very entertaining individual on her very own. I happened to be at a couple of her little sing-along things, and they were pretty funny. But she was just a wonderful woman.
Haskins died at Boone Hospital Center, surrounded by her family. The memorial service was full of laughs from audience as they remembered Haskins. Michelle Clemens, KBIA News, Columbia.
Moberly residents have noticed more crime around town. As KBIA's Jonathan Deutsch tells us, that's why they formed 3 new homeowners associations.
Homeowners associations in Moberly worry as crimes continue throughout the city. Their concern led to the development of the 3 homeowners associations around the city. Both the city manager Andy Mills and Moberly Police Chief Russell Tarr met with the homeowners associations, and Mills says the Rollins Street neighborhood wants to feel safer.
In that neighborhood, in that general neighborhood, there were some questions, concerns of the neighbors there about crime and I guess some sort of a neighborhood watch.
Chief Tarr says crime reports have increased over the past few weeks because of car thefts, vandalism, and some reported assaults. Tarr says the efforts of the new associations helped identify at least 2 subjects involved in criminal activity. Jonathan Deutsch, KBIA News.
The Democratic nominee for a Missouri Senate seat wants to ban all gifts from lobbyists to state lawmakers, their family members, and their staff. Scott Sifton of St. Louis County says he'll file legislation that would do just that if elected. Sifton adds that state lawmakers and staff so far this year have received just over 2,300 free meals and other gifts, totaling around $125,000. Sifton also accuses his Republican opponent, incumbent Senator Jim Lemke of LeMay, of accepting 560 gifts from lobbyists over the past 10 years. Lemke doesn't deny the accusation, but says the real problem is candidates who take huge checks from single donors. Sifton's campaign finance reports show at least 2 5-figure contributions, one from the Missouri Democratic State Committee, the other from the Missouri Senate Democratic Campaign Committee. Meanwhile, Lemke received a check for $100,000 from the Missouri Senate Campaign Committee back in March. A southeastern Missouri teenager has pleaded guilty to a hate crime charge in the July beating of a gay neighbor. KFVS-TV reports prosecutors dropped a burglary charge against 17-year-old Mercedes Ayers in exchange for her plea yesterday in Cape Girardeau County Circuit Court. Ayers pleaded guilty to felony assault motivated by the discrimination in the attack on 41-year-old Gina Terry. Police said Terry was inside her Cape Girardeau home when Ayers began shouting anti-gay slurs. Ayers then went to Terry's porch with 2 younger children, pulled Terry outside, and attacked her while making comments about her sexuality. Terry suffered serious injuries. She's relieved by Ayers' plea and says she hopes the teen will be able to turn her life around and finish high school. Ayers will be sentenced in November. For KBIA News, I'm Lucas Edston.